Good evening. My name is Representative Brad Bailey, and I represent the citizens of Grafton 14, which encompasses the towns of Bethlehem, Franconia, Lisbon, Littleton, Lyman, Monroe, and Sugar Hill. When this project was first announced, I had no opinion, one way or any other, as to whether the Northern Pass was a good idea or not. After spending time researching the project and listening to my constituents, I have publicly come out opposed to the Northern Pass as proposed. It is my understanding that for the Department of Energy to issue a presidential permit, DOE must find that the project is, quote, consistent with the public interest, end quote. DOE's determination of whether a project is consistent with the public interest depends on the potential environmental impacts of the project, as documented and evaluated during a National Environmental Policy Act review, which include the impacts of the project on electric system reliability and any other factors DOE views as relevant to the public interest. I believe you may ultimately make the case for additional electricity in southern New England. Clearly, there is no current need here in New Hampshire. So Hydro-Québec would serve as the electrical outlet, southern New England as the user, and New Hampshire as the extension cord connecting the two. We all know that your consideration does not rest on just what the people of New Hampshire want or need. But if you look at whether or not this project is consistent with the public interest, you must consider the impact on the hardworking people of the North Country. This project will result in the loss of tourism dollars vital to our region. Real estate values will undoubtedly plummet for many, and the planned pass will cross environmentally sensitive areas. Clearly, as you can see evidenced by the many people here, the vast majority of citizens in northern New Hampshire don't want this. If you determine this project must go forward against the will of the people, then as a compromise, it should be buried. I would hope that you would consider the issues I've raised and that of the many people here tonight as being, quote, relevant to the public interest, end quote. Thanks for your time.